This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A university economist is casting doubt on whether Missouri's job creation incentives actually result in more jobs. Economist Howard Wall of Lindenwood University testified Monday before the House Government Oversight and Accountability Committee about the effectiveness of the Missouri Quality Jobs Program. The initiative offers tax breaks to businesses that add jobs with good wages and health benefits. Figures from the Department of Economic Development show the program has created about 11,000 jobs since 2006, about one quarter of what was projected. That number likely will grow because the tax breaks run for several years. Wall said some of those employees likely just shifted jobs. His analysis showed little net gain. Government and civic leaders in southeast Missouri believe reducing ozone levels is largely out of their control because the pollution drifts in from hundreds of miles away. A committee of the Southeast Missouri Regional Planning and Economic Development Commission met Friday in Perryville to review data from the Environmental Protection Agency. The committee is fighting to keep the region from being designated a, quote, non-attainment area with pollution readings that routinely exceed EPA standards. Leaders fear that if that happens, emission standards will become stricter, potentially creating a burden for industry and hampering economic development. The Southeast Missourian reports that an air analysis showed that pollution in the Perryville area originated from Minnesota before blowing into Southeast Missouri. A new beef labeling rule that has the support of food safety advocates has been under review for months by the White House Office of Management and Budget. The Kansas City Star reports that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has proposed requiring labels on steaks and other beef products that have been mechanically tenderized. The process uses automated needles or knives that can drive deadly pathogens deep into the interior of the meat. If the meat isn't cooked thoroughly, those pathogens can make people ill. Currently, meat doesn't have to be labeled as mechanically tenderized. Food safety groups say the extended review unnecessarily leaves consumers at risk. A Kansas City hospital has received $1 million to provide quick genetic testing for acutely ill children. Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics announced the gift from the William T. Kemper Foundation in a news release Monday. The hospital says the grant will fund a Center for Pediatric Genomic Medicine, which focuses on diagnosing inherited pediatric diseases and improving health care for children. Officials say the hospital will be able to decode a critically ill child's entire genome and analyze the results in as little as 2 days. The hospital says in the news release that Children's Mercy is the only pediatric hospital in the world with access to the rapid genome sequencing approach. It allows physicians to tailor treatments to individual infants and children. Another Missouri town is going smoke-free. The city council in Washington, Missouri voted last week to prohibit indoor smoking at restaurants, bars, businesses, and other public places. The Washington Missourian reports the law is effective April 15th. 29 cities and towns in Missouri prohibit smoking in public places. Missouri Democrats have reelected Jackson County Executive Mike Sanders as chairman of the state party. Sanders initially became party chairman in November 2011. Democrats also elected St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green as vice chairwoman and Kansas City School Board Chairman Eric West as party treasurer. A new beef labeling rule that has the support of food safety advocates has been under review for months by the White House Office of Management and Budget. The Kansas City Star reports that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has proposed requiring labels on steaks and other beef products that have been mechanically tenderized. The process uses automated needles or knives that can drive deadly pathogens deep into the interior of the meat. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon will lay out his priorities tonight when he delivers his annual State of the State address before the General Assembly. Lawmakers are hoping that the governor will address areas specific to their constituents' needs. Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of St. Louis County hopes Nixon's proposed budget will not overlook the needs of women and minority small business owners.
For the last 16 years, we have not had a disparity study. So there are many minority and women-owned businesses that are out there right now who are not getting the benefit of being able to contract with the state.
Some Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, say they'll carefully examine any budget cuts the governor may propose in light of last week's revelation that the Missouri Highway Patrol spent more than $5.5 million on a new airplane to transport the governor and other elected officials around the state. KBIA will carry the governor's State of the State address tonight. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.